Hello everyone, my name is Adu and this is Expats Exposed, honest conversations with expats around the globe. This podcast is brought to you by ReadyGo Expat. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats and travel guides, go to youtube.com/ReadyGoExpat. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Expats Exposed podcast. How are you doing today? It's now June 2nd. That's when I'm recording this. I hope you guys are all right wherever you are. I hope you got the vaccine shot or you're about to. Unfortunately, that's not the reality for a lot of people all over the world. I'm still here in Brazil waiting for my shot. And yeah, let's see what happens. But hopefully, this summer things are not going to be as bad as they were last summer. So yeah, hopefully we're going to be able to travel more and to visit other countries and move around a bit more. Perhaps move to another country, right? That's my plan this year. And you're going to know about it very soon. All right, so this is episode 19 of the podcast. We're almost done with season one. Season one is going to end on episode 20. So the next episode is going to be the season finale of this podcast, of season one. And then I'm going to have a short break, about a couple of weeks. And I'll be back with season two shortly, probably in July 2021. All right. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time, my name is Adu. I'm responsible for this podcast and also for the YouTube channel ReadyGo Expat. So if you want to watch video about travel guides, interviews with expats, different perspectives about life in different parts of the world, make sure to check out my YouTube channel. All right. You're gonna see all the links in the show notes. Episode 16 of this podcast, I talked about the most underrated travel destinations. So I asked four friends to send in a voice message and tell me, in your opinion, what are the most underrated travel destinations? And they sent me like cities, countries, and places which are quite underrated. There's like not too many people talk about these places, but they're places that travelers should visit. So that was episode 16. In this episode, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to talk about the most overrated travel destinations. You know, these are the places that get a lot of publicity, that people talk so much about, but perhaps they are cities, countries, or tourist attractions around the world which are overrated because of, I don't know, costs, crowds, pollution, or they're just, you know, it's just not as beautiful as people think, or it's just not as amazing as people might say, or as you might watch on YouTube videos or read in blogs. So this is the episode today. And what I'm going to do is, there's this website I really like, and they have a list called 20 of the most overrated travel destinations around the world. I really like this website, so I'm going to read that list. I haven't seen it yet. Okay, so I'm going to react to the list. You're going to be following me. I'll disagree or I'll agree. You'll be following me. All right. So I haven't seen the list and I'm going to react to these 20 overrated travel destinations. Also, at the end, as a bonus, I'm going to have my own opinion, my own most overrated travel destination. And I also invited two other friends, Leo and Susanna, who are going to give their opinion as well at the end of this podcast. This episode, all right? So hope you like it. Let's start. Oh, by the way, the list is not in the it's random, okay? So the order is not from first to the 20th. No, it's just a random order, all right? So number one is, oh, wow, Hollywood, California. The website says that contrary to popular belief, if you're looking to spot a celebrity, you probably won't have much luck in Hollywood. They say that there's like the Walk of Fame, which is a tourist trap, but the Wax Museum. But apart from that, there's not much to do in Hollywood. And I'll be very honest. I think I agree with this list. With the first one. I've never been to Hollywood. I've never been to California. I've been to the U.S. a couple of times, but I never got the chance to go to California or to, you know, Hollywood. But I've heard that from other friends. Okay, they said that it's a tourist trap and that it's not like, you know, there's a lot of buzz about Hollywood and the Hall of Fame and the the Walk of Fame, sorry, but it's more like a tourist trap with unoriginal attractions. I think I have to agree with that, but again, I've never been to Hollywood, and honestly, I'd rather go somewhere else in California. California is beautiful, has, you know, beautiful picturesque places and beaches and cities. So yeah, I'd rather go somewhere else. Second one is Tokyo Disneyland in Japan. Wow. They say that Tokyo Disneyland is somewhere that you shouldn't go to if you are visiting Tokyo, if you're visiting Japan, because there's so much to see in Japan, you know, culture and authentic culture and traditions and cuisine, that waiting for 2 hours, even for 2 hours to get onto rides, is something ridiculous for someone who's visiting Japan. Well, I've never been to Japan, but I lived in China for 5 years, and I went to the newest Disneyland in the world is actually in Shanghai, in China. So I went to that to Disneyland Shanghai, and yes, there were two or three attractions that I waited for 1.5 hours to 2 hours, and that was really not good. But again, I was living in China, so I think if you're an expat, you're living in Tokyo, I mean, why not, right? Try Tokyo Disneyland. But yeah, definitely when I visit Japan, and I'm planning to go soon after this is all over, I don't think I'll be going to Tokyo Disneyland, because I've been to Disney World, you know, in Florida, Orlando. I've been to Disneyland Shanghai, and yeah, I don't think I'd be going to. I think I'd rather see other things in Japan. Now, the third one is London. What? London in England? No. Okay, they're saying that London has plenty of worthwhile attractions, but good luck catching it on a nice day. It says that the city sees 11 to 15 days of rain every month. Okay, I understand that. London is a place, is perhaps one of the most visited cities for me. Like, I've visited London, I don't know, more than 10 times. I have friends there, and so I know the city quite well. I love London, so I disagree with this. But yes, it's true. Like, it rains quite a lot there. But I mean, I've been there in the summer, winter, spring. So it just, it depends when you're going. And even when it rains, it's not like heavy rain. You know, I think London has a lot to offer. It's kind of unique, you know, the city. And no, I disagree with this. I don't think London should be on this list. London is unique. It's great, of course, with a lot of amazing tourist attractions, with free museums, a lot of free museums there, like the British Museum, the National Gallery, Tate Modern. Of course, you pay for some of the exhibits, but it's usually like free museums. Plus, just walking around, you know, downtown London, it's just beautiful. Like, so no, totally disagree with that. All right, next one is Daytona Beach, Florida. Wow. Unless you're a college student planning a wild spring break trip, or a NASCAR fan looking to attend the Daytona 500, you might want to skip Daytona Beach. Well, okay, this is a place I've been to. I've been to Daytona Beach, and I was shocked, like they're saying here in the article, with the cars on the beach. Like, their cars are allowed on the beach. And to be very honest, I don't think there's much to see. I mean, I spent a couple of hours there. I didn't think the beach was that beautiful or that nice, but it is okay-ish. But yeah, I think it should be on this list. I don't want to go back to Daytona Beach, to be very honest. But yeah, because, like, especially Florida, you got so many places like, you know, Clearwater Beach, Key West, and so many beautiful places in Florida. It's much better than Daytona Beach. I mean, yeah, so yeah, definitely should be on the list. Next one is Cairo in Egypt. Well, that actually, Cairo and Egypt, it's like definitely one of my top 10 travel destinations. Like, that's definitely somewhere I want to go to soon. But the article says that tourism has been declining because of safety concerns. Okay, I've heard about that actually, and I've heard that, like, it's safer just to, like, no, like, don't go on your own, you know, just you know, go with a group of tourists, you know, one of those groups and everything, because it might be a bit of a problem there because of so many tourists and everything, and there are vendors and there are some scams. The city is also congested with traffic, that's the thing, you know, the pyramids are so iconic. I don't even know if the pyramids are in Cairo, but I'm sure they're like not far. Cairo is just so iconic, and the pyramids and everything, and that's what of course attracts a lot of tourists. I have a friend from the UK who's been to Cairo, who's been to Egypt, and seen the pyramids, and she said that yeah, it's amazing, you know. So it's definitely somewhere I want to go to, but I would definitely watch out for, like, you know, the safety in general. So yeah, the next one is the red light district in Amsterdam. Okay, I've been there. It was about 20 years ago, but basically it's saying that there's a lot of like drugs, organized crime, you know, and all of that. Like, that was in the past. Of course, it has revamped. The city has revamped the neighborhood. It's better, much better, you know, than it was in 2000. Which is around the time I was there. I hope it's better now. I don't know. I haven't been, I don't know. Yeah, the only time I went to Amsterdam was about 2003, I think, 2004. So I don't know, but I stayed for a while and I just walked and left because I was on my own and I was kind of dodgy, kind of, you know. So I don't know how it is now, but yeah, when people think about Amsterdam, they think about the red light district. So yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't have an opinion about it. The next on the list is Phuket in Thailand. All right, I've been to Phuket. I went there last time was 2 years ago, I think. And it's the largest island in Thailand. And tourism is just, you know, going up year by year. They say here that the beach is full of tourists, like, all year round, even during low season. And you'll just be, like, surrounded by, like, crowds and crowds of tourists. And it's even, like, hard to, like, you know, go into the water and be, like, a bit on your own swimming around and stuff. I have to agree with that. And Phuket is not that nice. It's not that beautiful. It's just full of tourists, full of people wanting to, like, get tourist money and, you know, and trying to sell you everything. But that's the thing. Some people, I noticed that, some people stayed in the island of Phuket. I flew there from Bangkok. And then I took a ferry to Phi Phi Island. That's where you have, you know, many islands. And one of the beaches there is like that beach from the movie. Oh, gosh. Ah, The Beach. The movie is called The Beach with DiCaprio. And also they have a beach that was in one of the James Bond movies. And it's just gorgeous. Like, I would say don't go to Phuket. I mean, go to Phuket, fly there, because they do have an international airport. But then just don't spend much time there. I only slept a night there. And I literally just woke up next morning and took the ferry to Phi Phi Islands. And then you have, like, so many things to do. It's really beautiful. That's what I would suggest. Next one on the list is the Stonehenge. The Stonehenge attraction in England. It's also somewhere I've been to. And to be very honest, I didn't pay the $23 to get in. I saw it from the car, from the bus, and I just hopped on the bus again and left. Honestly, like, there's not much. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't pay that money just to see the rocks there. It's iconic, yes, but you can see kind of the same thing from the car or just standing there, you know, from a bit far. But yeah, don't pay for it. You can go there, but don't pay for it. I mean, I wouldn't suggest that. The next place is Cancun in Mexico. Okay, I've never been to Mexico, but Cancun is definitely one of the most popular places, you know, we hear about in Mexico. It's saying here that Cancun has become an international spring break travel destination. Oh, interesting. Oh, they're saying, like, about the homicide rate. It has increased. That was in 2017. It increased 118%, according to the Business Insider report. Well, yeah, I know some friends who have been to Cancun. They liked it. But I also watched on the news when they were talking about, you know, the Cancun that is on TV and that people see you know, with the beautiful beaches and resorts and everything. But then right next to this Cancun, there is the, you know, all the poverty and social inequality that there is in Mexico. And it's not that nice because, you know, it's like rich tourists at the beautiful beaches and resorts, kind of like almost private resorts. And then at the same time, you had a lot of social inequality. Well, it's not that much. It's not that different here in Brazil. But yeah, it's not somewhere I'd like to go to. I'd love to go to Mexico, but not to Cancun. Next on the list is it's Pisa in Italy, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. That's actually the picture on the cover of this episode, because this is by far the number one place that I've heard that it's like so disappointing. The number one tourist attraction that everyone that goes there says, oh my God, like the tower is smaller than you think. You take that cheesy photo and then you leave, because like it's Italy, guys. You know, there's Rome, there's Florence, there's Venice, Milan, there's the south of Italy, Tuscany, like there's so much to see in Italy. That literally, like in Pisa, according to the what I read here, and also what people tell me, it's just not worth going to the Pisa Tower. But unless you just want to take that picture, you know, holding the tower, maybe, yeah. Next one is Las Vegas in Nevada. Vegas, interesting. So they say that Vegas, yes, is a place for bachelor party, you know, but it's a bit just... They say that it lacks authenticity and culture. Well, yeah, maybe it does. I don't know. But the thing is, there's a reason why people go there. I don't think they go there for the authenticity or the culture of the place. So I don't think I'd agree with this. You know, people go there for gambling, for, you know, bachelor party and stuff, for parties in general, for the big concerts. So, well, I don't think I agree with this. I don't agree with this with Vegas on the list. Next one is Harbour Bridge, Sydney, Australia. All right, they say that... Okay, so chances are you won't find a bridge that's more expensive to walk than the Sydney Harbour Bridge. The 1.5-hour climb will set you back $174? $174 US? And the full climb will take 3.5 hours and it'll cost you $268 US. They're saying that it's better to just take a ride on the ferry for a view that includes the harbor bridge, and that won't break the bank. Okay, so they're saying that, yeah, it's beautiful, but it's just too expensive. Okay, so, yeah, maybe go take the ferry instead and don't pay all of this money. Next on the list is, Hong Kong in China? No. Okay, totally disagree. I don't even know what they said here, but I totally disagree. They're saying that the city is overcrowded. Duh, of course it is. With a population of 7.4 million people, it's one of the most densely populated cities in the world. Yes, it is. So what? Nah. And that's saying that because of that, walking might not be a very enjoyable experience. Okay, totally disagree with that. I've been to Hong Kong twice. The city is unique. It's amazing. Yes, it's overcrowded. But it's great, like you can still walk everywhere. That's what I did when I couldn't walk, when it was a bit far. The public transportation there is amazing, like the subway, the trains, everything. Definitely disagree with this. Hong Kong is a city that perhaps, I don't know. Yeah, it's one of those cities that I think everyone should visit, you know? There's something for everyone. So totally disagree with this, with Hong Kong on the list. Next one is Atlantis Paradise Island in the Bahamas. Okay, now, again, I've never been to the Bahamas. I know it's a big, popular tourist destination, especially for people in North America. But yeah, they say that it's more of like, it's not one of the best beaches. There are water parks, gambling, but that's it. You won't find you won't find the true Caribbean experience. Well, yeah, again, is that what you're looking for? If you are, yeah, then maybe you should skip it. But it's not authentic, the water park. That's what they're saying. Come on. Like, I mean, if you don't like it, just skip it. Just go somewhere else, you know. But, yeah, I think that's what they have to offer, and that's why it's there. I mean, I also wouldn't go there. Next on the list is Blarney Stone in Ireland. What's this? Legend has it that kissing this slab of limestone will give you the gift of gab. Eloquence, in other words. Maybe that's true, but what's also true is the sun is covered with other people's germs and spit. And you'll probably wait a long time and pay around $18 to kiss the rock. Okay. So, on TripAdvisor, it's rated one of the top 10 tourist traps in Europe. Okay, so basically, guys, this is a rock. And people say that if you kiss it, you'll get eloquence, a gift of gab or whatever. I wouldn't kiss a rock that is a tourist attraction. That's stupid. And I've been to Ireland. I don't know where this is in Ireland, but yeah, I mean, I agree. I wouldn't do this and still pay $18 to kiss a rock. Next in the list is, Little Italy in New York City. Interesting. I've been to Little Italy. They say that New York City is a mecca for foodies, of course. But the Little Italy is not the best place for you to get the great Italian food. It's more of like full of souvenir shops and an average Italian food. Just go anywhere. If you're looking for real Italian food in New York, you should head to Arthur Avenue in the Bronx. Okay, I agree with that. I didn't eat in Little Italy because I thought it was kind of a tourist trap in a way. And I know, of course, Italian food in New York or in the US in general. You can get, you know, those great restaurants. I don't think Little Italy is the best place for you to have Italian food in New York. I totally agree with that. Next on the list is, Moulin Rouge in Paris. I don't even need to read. I totally agree with this. Moulin Rouge became really popular after the movie with, what's her name? Nicole Kidman and I forgot the guy's name. It's with E. Damn, I forgot his name. Ethan Hawke? No. Okay, I'll remember. It became really popular after that movie. But I went there to the Moulin Rouge and honestly, like the tourists are like packed into the theater. You can barely get drinks or food served because that's the idea of the Moulin Rouge. It's not only like a theater where you watch the show, you also, you know, have maybe dinner, drinks and stuff. And they're saying that it's just nothing fabulous about the show. Like, it's really just made for tourists. And I have to agree with it. Next on the list is, Venice in Italy. No. Well, it says that Venice sees so many tourists per year, around 30 million, and that the city population has dropped in recent years because of that, okay? It's full of tourist traps, and you'll probably get an overpriced gondola ride. Well, yeah, you will probably get that. I've been to Venice, disagree with this, with having Venice on the list. Venice is beautiful. I went there, it was winter time, it was January, it was a bit cold, yes, but it's just like, you don't see Venice, you know, it's not like you're going to see Venice in another country, like there's something about Venice and the canals and everything. So no, I disagree with that, but of course, just because it's so popular among tourists, just watch out for, you know, tourist traps, scams and things like that. Okay. But yeah, no, I think people should visit Venice. The next one is the Loch Ness Highland in Scotland. You know, there's all the story of the Loch Ness Monster. You probably heard that. But yeah, it's saying that they have like something like a museum that reviewers say that needs some update. And that if you want to experience the beauty of a Scottish loch, which is, you know, a lake, try Loch Awe or Loch Murray instead. So yeah, I've been to Scotland, but I've never been to this loch where they have the Loch Ness. I mean, of course, where the story comes from. But yeah, I mean, try to avoid this loch according to the review here. Next on the list is Mykonos, Greece. Okay, good. Let me see what they say because I don't know what to think about Mykonos. I've heard, you know, people saying they love it, people saying they hate it. But in the article here, it's saying that the country of, you know, Greece welcomed more than 27 million tourists in 2017. And most of them went to the islands of Crete, Mykonos, and Santorini, the most popular ones. And they said that the the islands have been white. Oh, the buildings have been whitewashed for visitors. Have been drawing visitors for years, and the islands are starting to feel the effects of these heavy numbers. Oh, okay. So they say that now, because of the number of tourists, they have, like, you know, there's poor transportation, pickpockets, narrow alleys with tourists, over-the-top hotel rates, and visitors keep, the number of visitors keep rising. Okay. That's the thing. I want to go to Greece. That's for sure. I want to see Athens and I want to see the islands. I think this one, guys, I'm not going to say that I agree or disagree. I think this is something. This is one of those cases that I think you should really do your research before you go. Okay. Because it could be a problem. So yeah, do your research before you go. Greece is somewhere that, yeah, I definitely want to go in that. And it is popular all over the world. And check, you know, what's the best time to go, but also the best islands to go, because I know you have many other options. All right. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's the end of the list. I hope you guys liked my reaction to the different places. And now I'm going to tell you, in my opinion, what's my overrated travel destination, and then we're going to listen to Susanna and Leo. So in my opinion, actually, Susanna is going to kill me. Susanna is from, you're going to listen to her in a bit, but she's from Slovakia, but she lives in the Czech Republic, very close to Prague. And I'm sorry, Susanna, but my most overrated travel destination is Prague. I know Prague is beautiful, okay? It is beautiful. It's really nice. It's somewhere that I think tourists should go. But come on, we're in Europe, and people were saying, like, oh, Prague is the Paris of Eastern Europe. Prague is this, Prague is that. Guys, honestly, if you compare the beauty of the buildings, the bridges, and everything to, like, Paris or Vienna, Vienna is so close to Prague, and, you know, other cities around, I think Prague is beautiful, but it's such a small city, and the downtown area, the city center, where the main square is and the bridge, they are beautiful. But people, like, I think Budapest is much more beautiful than Prague. So, yeah, I think people, I think there's a lot of buzz and buzz about, you know, the city. I'm not saying you shouldn't go visit, but then also make sure you visit Budapest, Vienna, and Berlin. They're not that far. Now let's listen. Susanna's gonna kill me, but let's listen to Susanna. She sent me a message saying, in her opinion, what's the most overrated travel destination?
So the most overrated place I have ever been to, I think, was Ubud in Bali, because I traveled there in 2018 after, yeah, living in China. And then we went there and we thought it was gonna be this, like, you know, like Zen place where you could do yoga and it's gonna be peaceful and all that. But when we arrived there, it was actually so touristy that I didn't feel that vibe at all. You know, like they always say on the internet, how you can do yoga there, you can go for a meditation course and stuff like that. And there probably are places where you can do that. But if you just walk in the streets of Ubud, let's say in the peak season, it's definitely not going to feel very relaxing, I would say.
Thanks, Susanna. So Susanna talked about Ubud in Bali, Indonesia. And that's interesting. I've never been to Indonesia. I've traveled around Southeast Asia, but I've never been to Indonesia. But I heard some other people talking about this, like, especially digital nomads. They like Bali and also another place there, I forgot now. But there are two very popular tourist destinations in Indonesia. And I know Bali is one of them among surfers, but also digital nomads. I think that some places like Ubud, as Susanna mentioned, kind of lost part of its characteristic because of the high number of tourists. And that sucks, you know, but yeah. It's just bad, but in a way we have to think also about the locals and also, you know, the economy. And I actually was thinking about this, and a friend told me about a book called, I think it's called Working Towards Sustainability, and about culture, tourism, and how we can, you know, do both, which is good for the locals, but is also good for the planet and also good for, you know, tourists in general. But yeah, definitely don't know how to do that, but it's something that we should think about. Now we're going to listen to Leo, my friend. He lives in Toronto, Canada.
Okay. I think one of the most overrated places is actually not really a city or a country. It's actually an attraction, which is located in Toronto. And it is the CN Tower, which is by far one of the most emblematic landmarks in Toronto. And when I first moved here, I was very excited to go there, but I never really had a chance. But when I was finally ready to go up there, I had very high expectations. But eventually when I went up there, I was extremely disappointed when I left. Compared to other attractions in Toronto, I think the CN Tower is definitely overrated for a lot of reasons. But again, it's very expensive and you think you're going to get a very good look of the city, but you don't. There are better places in the city where you can actually get a great view of the skyline in Toronto.
Thanks, Leo. Well, that's very interesting. You know, Leo, I've never been to Toronto, but I know exactly what, you know, his feeling. And I've seen that in many cities all over the world. You get like these popular cities and you put like, you have a tower or you have this tourist attraction where you can see, according to TripAdvisor, something, the most beautiful view of the city. And then you just pay a lot of money and you don't get that such a beautiful view or something. I don't want to compare, but I will compare. If you think about like the London Eye in London, you know, I think it's one of them. Well, it's a beautiful view, but it's so expensive. I've been to Paris twice. I never went up the Eiffel Tower. And also, yeah, there's one, I forgot the name of this tower, but it's in Korea, in South Korea, in Seoul. I think it's a Seoul Tower, something like that. We went up, we paid, it's okay, but it's, you know, there's not much to see. But then, you know, these cities, these iconic cities, they usually have like this place that you go up and you have the most beautiful view of the city. But yeah, again, they're usually overpriced because it's, you know, mainly tourists that go up these places. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you like the idea of most overrated travel destinations. I'm going to post this, the cover of this episode, on Instagram. But you also have my email here. You can also send me an audio message if you want a voice message. And I hope you guys come back to listen to the next episode, episode 20, which is going to be out this week still, okay? And it's going to be about living in Rio as a foreigner. All right, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. It's already been recorded. I'm sure you guys will like it. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. For videos about life in different countries, interviews with expats, and travel guides, go to youtube.com/readygoexpats.